Rio Tinto has announced it is winding down its aluminium smelter at Tiwai Point. The smelter employs over 1,000 people who are waking up to the news this morning. Rio Tinto says the business is no longer viable due to energy costs and a challenging outlook for the aluminium industry. The company says it has given Meridian Energy notice to terminate its power contract, which ends in August next year. Of course, the smelter uses something like 12 or 13% of the entire electricity use of the country. Rio Tinto Aluminium Chief Executive Alf Barrios said the wind down will have a significant impact on workers and the community. Well, earlier I spoke to the company's New Zealand head. He is the Chief Executive of New Zealand Aluminium Smelters, Stu Hamilton.
It's been a process over a number of months, about 9 months now, which has seen exhaustive efforts go into trying to find a better power and transmission price. They have failed, so today we've terminated our contract with Meridian, and now we plan to begin winding down the operation by August 2021.
We've been there before over several years, back as far as 2013, over this matter and the veiled threat, if I can put it that way, that closure would happen. What was different this time?
So this time we're in a position where the price of aluminium has slumped by a third since 2018. Last year, Rio Tinto's interest in the smelter was a loss of $46 million, and the short and medium-term outlook for aluminium continues to be very challenging. So we've conducted extensive discussions with a number of stakeholders, and it's extremely disappointing that we couldn't achieve an outcome that enables the amazing team here at Tiwai to keep delivering the lowest carbon, highest purity aluminium in the world.
Was it really just about the power price then, or is it simply the case that the company can do this business more cheaply overseas and it may have happened anyway?
It is very much around the power price. We really need a competitive on the world scale power price so that we can compete with smelters around the world. We've got a smelter here that produces some of the best aluminium, some of the lowest carbon aluminium in the world. It's just unfortunate that we can't be in a position which is commercially viable.
How much of a discount then were you seeking this time?
We were seeking a price that was a third off the price of our power to make sure we were competitive globally. But I guess for today, the really key thing is it's going to be a very difficult decision that has been made. It's really challenging for our people. We've got 1,000 great Southlanders here who have been walking through the gates day in, day out, and have really been representing New Zealanders for the last nearly five decades.
Is this final?
Very much. The agreement now has been terminated, and we'll head towards winding down the operation by August 2021. So today my main focus is on our people of Tiwai and their safety and their well-being.
And can you tell us, please, then, what you will be telling them today about their jobs and how this is going to happen?
Today it's very much a focus on the key messages and making sure we are looking after our safety and the well-being. We need to make sure that people are aware of the very hazardous and quite complex processes that exist here, so that'll be the key focus. We won't talk about further impacts on jobs until 2021.
So they're not going to know how much longer they have jobs for?
We'll be very clear of the process that will follow, but as I mentioned, it really is today making sure that we've got the information of what's happening and making sure we're looking after our teammates and the 1,000 people that are here in our site.
Did you go to the government before making this final call? Did you have a last bid for perhaps further assistance package from them?
We've been fully engaged with all stakeholders through this process, and it's just really disappointing that we couldn't achieve an outcome. So, as I mentioned, a very difficult time for our people and for the Southlanders that have been coming through the gate for nearly five decades.
That is Stu Hamilton, who is the Chief Executive of New Zealand Aluminium Smelters. He's the head of the company that's, of course, owned by Rio Tinto, the Tiwai Point Aluminium Smelter. We hope to speak in a moment to the Invercargill Mayor, Tim Shadbolt, just trying to get through to him at the moment. Listening in to that interview is RNZ's business reporter, Andrew McRae. Andrew, good morning.
Good morning, Catherine.
So we knew this review had been going on for some months, and back again late last year, Rio Tinto was giving very strong messages about if we can't get a good enough electricity deal, we may have to close. We've been there many times, though. Will this come as a shock, ultimately, to many people?
I guess not, because everyone has sort of been expecting it. And from what Stuart Hamilton just told you before, this is a final decision and nothing's really going to change it, because it sounds like they've hit a bit of a brick wall in trying to get a further discount. He wanted a third off the price of electricity. And they are paying something like, just checking out the figures here, quite a lot. Well, their transmission costs have risen from $40 million in 2008 to $65 million last year. And that is enough electricity to power something like 800,000 households. And as you said, 12% of the total electricity generated in New Zealand is being swallowed up at Tiwai Point. So another interesting thing looking ahead, if they do actually close, is what's going to happen with that excess electricity, the capacity of which I think is predominantly coming from the Manapouri power station. And most of the power from that station has gone down to Tiwai.
The negotiations, you mentioned those power costs have gone up. Trying to seek a one-third cut out of Meridian, that is a very big call. They were also going to be beneficiaries of some of the reforms that have just gone on to the electricity sector, potentially get some savings out of some of those recent reforms as well. But when we hear what's happened to the price of aluminium, is that the other side of the coin? It's just been down and not looking like there's going to be any bounce back in the current circumstances for quite some time.
Yeah, that's the way it looks. And of course, I guess with the COVID crisis, that hasn't helped either. 30% slump in aluminium prices worldwide, particularly over the last 2 years, it's really dropped. And as they say, increasing power costs and overcapacity at the plant is really basically sealing the fate of Tiwai Point. And, of course, the plant is also reasonably old, so possibly it can't keep up with some of the bigger modern aluminium plants around the world. The majority, something like 90% of the aluminium produced at Tiwai is actually exported. So that's going to be a big hit, of not just for the economy, the Southland economy, something like $406 million. But also for the New Zealand economy, exports from Tiwai bring in something like about $600 million a year. And also the company, apart from spending in the local economy, it's coming to a figure something like about 418. So it's going to be a big loss for both the New Zealand economy and in particular the Southland economy, with 1,000 jobs going and another 1,000 sort of jobs indirectly connected to the plant.
The contractors, exactly. Listening to the Southland Mayor just before 9 o'clock on Morning Report, Gary Tong, he seemed to hope that there still would be a middle way. I mean, originally the smelter had talked about perhaps closing down one of the pots, beginning to restrict its activities. He seemed to still hold out some hope that there might be a way through here. It's not really the signal we're getting this time, is it?
Well, no, not from what Stuart Hamilton was just saying. You wonder whether perhaps it is just a final calling out bluff, possibly, and really putting the pressure on and saying that they mean business. But the fact they have now officially terminated their contract with Meridian, you've got to think that they're seriously going to close down in August next year. But unless possibly there's some deal that we don't know about, that the government may come to the party, but you've got to wonder, is it money well spent? Because, you know, as we said, aluminium prices have dropped, not looking likely to pick up again anytime soon. Do we have to cut our losses possibly?
Also, the government relationship's interesting. It was under the John Key National Government that $30 million was part of a deal a few years back now, after we'd been through one of these situations as well. This government, however, if anything, has been caught in a war of words over what happens with waste from the smelter. It's some very, very, especially from the Environment Minister, David Parker, some very threats even of sort of trying to prosecute over this. So it's been a different, perhaps the company itself saw a very different attitude, perhaps. No one is of a mind to lose jobs, but perhaps the tolerance of some of what has been required to keep Rio Tinto here was running out.
Yeah, and I guess a lot of people, perhaps not in Southland, but others around the place may say this is perhaps a good thing because of the environmental effects from an aluminium plant. And, of course, Rio Tinto were facing legal action over that waste from the smelter that's currently being stored in various places around Southland, including Matara. So possibly not everyone's going to be that sad, but you've got to look at it from an economic point of view. It's going to really affect the country and particularly the Southland region. So I think if we had to weigh up, do we want it or not, I think we would point in the direction of yes, we do.
Yes, all right. We were hoping to speak to the Mayor of Invercargill, Tim Shadbolt. He's probably on calls to other media, I imagine, at the moment, because as an employer in this district, it is such a big player and very, very hard news that people will be absorbing this morning. Thank you very much, Andrew McRae, RNZ Business, for your analysis. We will endeavour to touch base with the Mayor a little later in the hour.